It's Thursday, October 24th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Chinese officials destroyed a 3,000-seat church building in the province of Anhui last Friday, starting the demolition in the middle of a worship service. Authorities then arrested the church's pastors on Saturday on trumped-up charges, despite the church being part of the country's officially recognized church network. Not only is China continuing its crackdown on Christianity, but the Algerian African military troops shut down the country's largest Protestant church last Tuesday. This is the 11th church shuttered this month in Algeria, Africa. Meanwhile, in God's providence, China's economy continued to slow down this past quarter, the slowest growth since the first quarter of 1992, when China began publishing quarterly growth data, reports the Wall Street Journal. China's economy grew 6% during the third quarter, down from 6.2% in the second quarter and 6.4% in the first quarter, while investments in agriculture, manufacturing, and construction also slackened. On Wednesday, President Donald Trump announced a foreseeably permanent ceasefire between Turkey and Syria, prompting him to lift sanctions against Turkey.
Early this morning, the government of Turkey informed my administration that they would be stopping combat and their offensive in Syria and making the ceasefire permanent. I've therefore instructed the Secretary of the Treasury to lift all sanctions imposed on October 14th in response to Turkey's original offensive moves against the Kurds in Syria's northeast border region. So the sanctions will be lifted unless something happens that we're not happy with. This was an outcome created by us, the United States, and nobody else, no other nation. Very simple.
This follows the U.S. withdrawal of troops from Syria, after which Turkey attacked U.S. allied Kurdish forces in northern Syria. Trump said that a small number of U.S. troops remain in Syria to secure the oil there. Meanwhile, Russian military police started patrolling the Turkey-Syria border as part of a deal to remove Kurdish troops. Phoenix police arrested abortionist Ronald Yunus on Friday on charges of aggravated assault. On October 10th, the Christian group Apologia Studios captured Yunus on video, appearing to pull a gun on a member of a group of pro-lifers outside the abortion mill as Yunus drove away. Pro-lifer Elvis Kesto walked over to give a ministry packet to Yunus, who was in his car preparing to leave, when Yunus appears to point a firearm at Kesto, who was unarmed at the time. Psalm 7, verse 16 says, "His trouble shall return upon his head, and his violent dealing shall come down on his own crown." Republican lawmakers disrupted the U.S. House of Representatives impeachment inquiry yesterday, preventing a Pentagon official from testifying, reports Reuters. GOP lawmakers entered the meeting behind closed doors, where Laura Cooper, the U.S. defense official who oversees Ukraine and Russian matters, was set to testify. Florida Republican Representative Matt Gaetz said,
"We're going to try to go in there and we're going to try to figure out what's going on behalf of the millions of Americans that we represent that want to see this Congress working for them and not obsessed with attacking a president who we believe has not done anything to deserve impeachment."
Last week, a federal judge struck down an Obama-era regulation requiring medical professionals to participate in abortions or gender transition procedures against their religious convictions. The ruling by U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor of Texas made permanent a 2017 order blocking the part of the Affordable Care Act that would have violated physicians' consciences. Lifeway Research asked 1,000 Protestant pastors if they regularly have any of six types of meetings, and 99% responded that they have at least one of the following: counseling, 90%, encouraging members to step into leadership positions, 88%, one-on-one discipleship, 84%, meeting with visitors, 82%, leading a small group Bible study, 80%, and meeting two or three individuals to personally disciple them, 63%. The study also found that churches with larger attendance were more likely to have regular counseling meetings and small group discipleship meetings. 2 Timothy 4, verse 2 says, "Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching." And finally, hundreds of young people are voicing regret over undergoing so-called gender transitions to pretend to be the opposite sex, reports the Christian Institute. Some are even leaving their transgender identity behind as they come to faith in Christ. Kathy Grace Duncan pretended to be a man for 11 years after she felt like she was born in the wrong body from a young age. Kathy took hormones and had surgery, calling herself, quote-unquote, Keith. But it was not until she professed faith in Christ and joined a church that she was challenged to be the woman whom God created her to be. Kathy then had medical treatment to reverse some of the previous changes. 26 years later now, Kathy says what she wants to do is, quote, help others to understand who they are, not who they might falsely believe they are, but who they truly are, as God created them to be, end quote. Jesus said in Mark 10, verse 6, but from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, October 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.